Welcome to the February 29th, 2024 edition of Fortnite by the National Golf Foundation, titled Golf Course Supply Update, More Openings, Fewer Closings. This edition of Fortnite is brought to you by our valued sponsor, Troon, where your team plus Troon's team equals better together. To learn how you can optimize your club operations with Troon, head on over to Troon.com and click on the Management Services tab. Trust us, your club will thank you. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Fortnite. Golf course closures last year came in at the lowest figure in almost two decades. There were approximately 90 golf course closures in the U.S. last year, as measured in 18-hole equivalents, resulting in less than 0.5% being trimmed from the nation's total supply. That's an indication of stability in golf's supply-demand relationship. Last year's closures total was about one-third of the record number of U.S. course shutdowns in 2019 prior to the pandemic. There were also more new course openings last year, still pretty few, than at any time since 2010, 24 18-hole equivalents that encompasses 34 projects. Some are noteworthy bucket list courses and others less traditional with 6, 7, or 10 holes. But because the closure of golf courses is a topic of frequent interest and frequent misinterpretation, here's added context. Closures are inevitable. Businesses come and go in every industry. When a restaurant closes in a community, most residents don't conclude that people just aren't eating out anymore. Golf course closures just hit differently. The loss of a local golf course generates conversation, as it can often be more impactful than the loss of a local bistro or store. Given the sizable footprint of a golf course, there's natural concern about the potential of seeing so much green space replaced by commercial or residential real estate. There's also the loss of community that a particular course provided in its area, along with the possible elimination of history depending on the age or architecture of a property. But we've long maintained course closures aren't a reflection of golf's popularity or a proxy for the game's health. Golf is primarily local. Microeconomics and customer needs drive change, especially relative to the balance of supply and demand. The 20-year course building boom created more competition in many major markets, and the quality of golf, and also price, typically increased. Some less desirable stores closed, and in more recent years, closures have more commonly been the result of so-called higher and better use. On a macro level, course closures count can provide insight into the national supply-demand balance. While we've highlighted recent surges in participation and play, this is where we offer a reminder that the U.S. is exceedingly well supplied, with more golf courses than Starbucks or McDonald's locations, nearly 16,000 in total. With the above background, it's notable there were fewer course closures in 2023 than any year dating back to 2004 prior to the Great Recession. Closures will likely never go to zero. Local competitive pressures don't go away, and in other instances, longtime owners will have selling opportunities as a lucrative exit strategy given the existing demand for land. It's why we've long said, when it comes to golf course acreage, sometimes the dirt is worth more than the grass. For more on U.S. golf supply, NGF members can download the annual golf facilities report or a one-page overview found in the vault section of our website. Oh, and by the way, if you're not currently a member, you really should be. Join today and stay up to date with the latest research, data, information, and trends. Chances are your competitors are already members. To join, visit our membership page on our website or contact our membership expert, Mo, at 561-354-1617 or email her at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin@ngf.org. Well, that wraps up another edition of Fortnite. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. And as always, we'll see you again in a fortnight.